Hey everyone, my name is Sean Shaheed and welcome to my spoiler-free review of Gully Boy. Alright, so before we get started, I need to give a disclaimer of sorts, basically. A lot of people, including myself, have been sort of comparing Gully Boy trailers and marketing to 8 Mile. Which is another movie based on sort of the lifetimes of this rapper coming up from nowhere into and achieving his dreams. So I gotta start off this movie review of Gully Boy by stating pretty emphatically that Gully Boy is no 8 Mile. I don't mean that in terms of content or you know how good the movie might be, but in terms of what actually happened in Gully Boy is nothing like what happens in 8 Mile. The comparisons are very skin deep. They're very superficial. There are similarities in the sense that, you know, it's a rapper who comes out of nowhere, dreams big, has big aspirations, reaches his goals, blah, 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 blah. Otherwise, no 8 Mile. Cool. Move on. So Gully Boy stars Ranveer Singh and Alia Bhatt, directed by Zoya Akhtar, who previously did movies like Dil Dharakne Do, Zindagi Naam Milegi Dobara, Luck by Chance. This is her fourth movie, second with Ranveer Singh, first with Alia Bhatt. This is kind of her riskiest movie to date, I want to say, simply because it doesn't focus on some of the things that her movies have focused on so far. She got a lot of sort of criticism for the fact that her stories are all about, you know, rich upper class characters dealing with rich people problems. Whereas you look at Gully Boy, and Gully Boy seems very much like a kind of Zoya Akhtar's F you to those critics, because this is a very much, you know, a coming of age story. It's a sort of endearing tale of a boy that comes from nothing and essentially dreams big, wants to be a rapper. I don't want to say wants to be a rapper. He has aspirations to do something with his lyrics, his poetry. I don't think it crystallizes what he's going to do with it until later on in the story. The movie is about you know, a young boy. It is sort of a fictional biopic about Mumbai rappers Divine and Neezy. But essentially it's an amalgamation of their lives and how their experiences coming up from the streets of Mumbai into sort of becoming, you know, record label signed, you know, hip hop rappers in the music industry. And there's very much sort of parallels, like I said, to 8 Mile. The lead character has some, you know, home troubles, troubled home life, you know, comes from nothing, no money, has to work hard to achieve whatever he wants to achieve, but also harbors this sort of artistic desire of writing really lyrics and deals with the trauma in his life by expressing it through you know, poetry and shayari, if you will. And that's kind of what the crux of Gully Boy is about as sort of a synopsis of the logline. What the movie becomes is a lot more than that, through the performances, through the writing, through the direction, and it's not a masala movie, but it works to be what it is, which is, again, a story about aspirations, a story about, you know, believing in yourself, more importantly than anything else, to get to where you want to get to. Now, there's a lot of criticism I have about Gully Boy, which kind of does get overshadowed because I enjoyed the movie overall. There's a lot of sort of plot beats and story elements, the pacing, the length, that could be worked on, but the movie really stands on the performances of all its characters. Ranveer Singh, this is a role that we need more of. It's great that he jumps into these roles, into all his roles in his entire career. He's jumped into, you know, be it Padmavat, be it Bajirao Mastani, and he immerses himself in that role. This is sort of one of the very few times, not counting maybe Lutera, where the role takes precedence. Like, it's not Ranveer Singh taking over the role with, you know, his body, his hair, his mannerisms, his you know, choti with the hair shaved off and stuff like that. It's very much where the role becomes him, like Ranveer Singh who? So that's kind of, I love that, and I think we need to see more of that. This is, again, like I said, there's no Ranveer Singh in this role. It's very much like, you know, Murad, Sirf Murad. And that's beautiful. It's a very restrained performance. It's very subtle. There's not a lot of, he doesn't get a lot of, you know, acting moments. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, like monologues or dramatic speeches or anything like that. It's very much a quiet role where he has to emote. He has to, it's on his face, it's on his body language, and he does it brilliantly. And this is kind of the Ranveer Singh that I would love to see more of. But I understand he has a process. He needs to go big and then come down, so which is great. I mean, in more ways than one. Also, I mean, his performance is also... He's playing a character that doesn't stand out, right? He's playing a character that's very much in the background. He blends in. And I think the perfect complement to that role and that performance is Alia Bhatt's character, who's sort of the opposite. She's very outspoken, very brash, very crude, very sort of in your face, which is great. Alia Bhatt does that really well. It's not much of a stretch from what we've already seen her do in things like Go to the Punjab or just other movies in general where she's playing the sort of this, you know, Berkey Pataka role. This is very much that case. She does play a Muslim as well, so does Ranveer Singh. And yeah, it's good. Alia Bhatt sort of... Her performance is not really in question here. Like, her performance is kind of like, we've seen a lot of this from her. We've seen the small, quiet, and Dear Zindagi. We've seen the big sort of blowouts, breakdowns in Highway. We've seen North of the Punjab, which is all sort of crescendoing breakdowns every scene. So this role wasn't anything special. I wish we saw a lot more of her. I wish there was more significance to her character in the story. So that's a little disappointing. Other than that, no complaints. Alia Bhatt is Alia Bhatt. Then we've got the other sort of A-lister, who doesn't, again, really do much, Kalki Kochlin, however you want to say it. So she shows up sort of as this music producer who kind of helps Murad's character, Ranveer Singh's character, on his journey. And she's fine. She sort of plays another sort of, you know, abroad-born Indian who's in India but lives abroad, doesn't speak Hindi. So very much sort of leaning into sort of her own personal sort of traits, which, I mean, I wish she didn't. I really wish she did something a little bit different than that, going, you know, sort of, but, I mean, I guess with her unique look, it's hard for her to play anything but these type of roles. I wouldn't say it's necessarily typecasting per se, but I just think it's sort of what she does. Like, I mean, if she was like a village girl, in like a Thal type movie, I don't know how believable that would be either. Then you'd get into like Katrina territory of she can't speak Hindi. So I don't know. I wish there was more of her in this movie. Her character wasn't that bad, but I feel like her character was created to very much be a sort of crystallization, realization, like a very much of a plot device than really anything else. Sorry, a plot point more than anything else in the story. I would have preferred if she was a full-fledged character that just didn't have something, you know, wasn't there to, you know, do something spoiler free review, so I'm not going to reveal too much, but she's just kind of there for one purpose, which I felt was a little one dimensional. The other sort of standout performances of Gully Boy is Vijay Raz, who is exquisite. Vijay Raz is one of those sort of supporting actors, character actors, who's sort of great in everything, right? He was in Pataka more recently last year with Vishal Bhardwaj, a directorial film. And that's, I'm liking this, you know, sort of return of Vijay Raz to the mainstream. He's always been a great character actor who sort of never got his due. I'm liking that he's now doing these sort of dad roles, these more mature characters in serious roles, because again, his sort of claim to fame in Bollywood was very much sort of these sort of comic roles. He did sort of, he wanted to kind of be in that space with, like, Johnny Lever style sort of comic relief. He was the jokey guy, but he was always sort of this crude, the brash, crude guy to, like, the comic funny guy. So I'm liking that we're getting to see, like, a lot of his dramatic chops now, which is great. Like, I want to see more of that. So I'm all for it, and he looks amazing for a guy that's always sort of looks like he's worn down. So I loved him as the father. I liked what Zoya does in this movie also with his character, is that the father, despite being sort of the antagonist of the story, isn't really the villain. I'll explain. He creates obstacles in the main character's life. However, he's not sort of the end-all be-all of those obstacles. He's just one of many different obstacles. I'm comparing it to, for example, Secret Superstar, another movie about, you know, like a lead character who has lofty artistic dreams and wants to get them, achieve them. However, her father stands in the way. And her father is sort of the be-all, like, he is the main Godzilla villain of the story. Whereas in this case, Vijay Rajchandra is not that. He's just, again, one thing that the main character has to overcome. So I like that. I like that it wasn't that cliche. I like that everything wasn't being ruined by the dad. So I enjoyed that. Raz also has to sort of tread the line between, sort of the bad guy but also not the cliched bad guy. So I did like that. There are elements where you get to see him kind of reveal that he's trying to do the best. Like his villainous nature, for lack of a better phrase, comes from a desire of good intentions, a place of good intentions, but it's just that he's been taught this. And I know that's always sort of a bad excuse for characters that, you know, I've been taught this, therefore I am this way. But it's very much, it makes sense here because he does reveal that this is how I am and I'm just trying to teach you what I've learned. Now, the actor who steals the show, completely steals the show. I mean, this is a movie, again, just to recap, we've got Ranveer Singh, you've got Alia Bhatt, you've got Vijay Raz, you've got Kalki Kokhle. These are a lot of characters in this movie, a lot of brand name famous actors. But the guy that steals the show, absolutely steals the goddamn show, is Siddhant Chaturvedi. If you don't know who he is, you're not alone. Nobody knows who the hell this guy is. I didn't know who the hell this guy was until I looked him up and I realized I did know who the hell this guy is. This guy played a kid in basically a kid of lower caste in the Amazon web series with XL Entertainment, with Farhan Akhtar and his crew. He played a sort of cricketer who was from a lower caste who gets the opportunity to go into professional cricket. He played this timid, demure, sort of very soft-spoken character. Cut to Gully Boy, and this guy is MC Sher. Sher Aya Sher. He is such a beautiful standout in this movie. He steals every frame he's in, and majority of his scenes are with Ranveer Singh, so that's kind of a tall order. You see him and Ranveer in a frame, and he kind of is the one that walks off with, who is that guy? Like, how is he so good? Who is this kid? My 10-year-old was like, who is that actor? Like, he stood out for her. And then I find out this is the same kid from Inside Edge. So the transformation is amazing if you've seen Inside Edge. If you haven't, this is still an amazingly beautiful role for him. He never lets you realize that he's not an actual rapper. His body language, his performance, his sort of everything. He sort of acts as the mentor character to Ranveer Singh's character, who has to kind of take him in through this world of rap, teach him the ropes, kind of set him on this journey that he kind of makes his own as well. And I love it. Like it's a great role. What a find. What a performance. More, please. Can I have some more, please? Getting back to the movie, Gully Boy is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. This is a wonderful movie about the subject matter. The first ever movie involving sort of the lives of rap stars or rappers and how they get to where they want to get to. From Mumbai, it's a very much an Indian experience. We've seen a lot of sort of musical biopics about characters, you know, American, British, UK, you know, whatever you want to say. A lot of characters, musicians who have made it. And then we see fictional stuff like, you know, Aashiqui 2. But this is sort of the first time that this story is being told in this landscape, in this way, in this industry. And so for that, like, in that sense, Gully Boy is amazing on every front. If I had to dial back sort of my enjoyment of the movie and look at this from a more critical perspective, it's really long, where there could have definitely been moments where things could have been trimmed. You could have sort of made things a little bit shorter, punctuated a little scenes a bit more, dramatized things a bit more so to get the point across instead of creating sort of long sequences where those sort of feelings set in. It is, like I said, it's a very slow burn movie. It is all about the emotionality of this character. It is all about their internal struggle and desire and reconciling that with their reality, matching their dreams to their reality, as the character said. So there is a lot of quiet moments of this movie. So the length is understandable, but I feel like there was a way to achieve that without the pacing being compromised. There's parts of this movie that go sort of breaks come screeching on. It's sort of like halt, stop, drop, and roll situations, which felt a little draggy. But other than that, the movie very much reminded me of like Uran, if you've seen that movie. Or, you know, Vikram Aditya Motwani is, I think, his debut. Or things like Wake Up Sid, which is another sort of quiet, contemplative movie about the main character sort of having this great arc of finding himself, coming to terms with who he is and who he wants to be. So in that sense, again, movie's great. Some things could have been a lot better. The writing is amazing. The music, oh my God, I could go on and on about the soundtrack. It's great to have a Bollywood movie soundtrack that features this diverse group of artists, this diverse group of genres, songs, and essentially just experiences, you know, of music that you don't really get to see from one movie. There's a wide range here to work with, and I loved every minute of it. I'm going to be looking at all those artists and all their other tracks, and I think that's kind of the success, right? When a movie can leave you with wanting to know more about what you saw in this movie, fictional or otherwise, and running with it, that kind of is a testament to how good the movie was, that it stays with you for that long, even after the fact. So, in conclusion, Gully Boy is a very slow burn movie that focuses less on the genre of rap or hip-hop or the kind of music or even sort of the inherent talent of its lead or what you want to call it. But it's sort of more about dreaming big, about dreaming big despite your circumstances, aspiring to be more than where you are, aspiring to get to, you know, a better place than where you are despite what the reality of the situation might be. It's very much, the message of the movie is very much to surround yourself with people that will help you achieve that dream, to surround yourself with people and places that will help you get there, cutting out the toxicity in your life, working hard. The best part about Gully Boy is that the main character's not special. There's an element of him that is special, but he still has to work hard to get where he needs to be. It's not very much like someone sees a YouTube video and boom, he's, you know, rise to fame, he's a big deal all of a sudden. No, he does have to learn to process. He has to learn things that are beyond his comfort level. He has to learn rhythm. He has to learn performing. And the greatest thing about the story is that the music isn't what gets him where he wants to be. It's him and his dedication and his hard work. It's his confidence level. He has this, the Murad character, Ranveer Singh's character, has this great arc throughout the movie where he starts off with this timid, demure, sort of shy kid who through music, through his talents coming out further and further and further, and through the encouragement and recognition of others and the support, you see him becoming a more self-confident, self-respecting person. And that's what helps him get his dreams. Not that, oh, this kid's amazing, star, or not that, you know, you've got something, you've instant icon, legendary status. No, he works hard to get to where he wants to be. And that's, I think, something that sort of these inspirational movies really miss. It always kind of, I think, feels like, you know, this guy was one in a million, and so he just had to get himself out there. He just had to try, and that's what made him super successful. And it's like, it's not really that all the time. Like, people actually have to work hard sometimes to become successful. And so I like that message of this movie. Gully Boy is a very slow movie, but it's great for fans who are obviously going to be fans of these stars. And if not, it is a very emotional journey movie where the main character has to dream big, if you believe in that sort of thing, about dreaming big, about wanting to better yourself, and going on a journey to achieve that and staying on the path and fighting for the right to stay on that path, then Gully Boy is definitely a movie you'll enjoy. Well, that's everything for this time, folks. There was a lot to unpack, but this has been my movie review of Gully Boy. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Please subscribe to this channel for more movie reviews like this in the future. And be sure to let me know what you thought about Gully Boy in the comments below. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please search for and subscribe to the Split Screen Podcast on Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting app. There's literally tons of them. And thank you so much for being here. And until next time, my name is Shah Shaheed.